You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The din is that the only time it's mutter to do malacha on Yom Tov is has to be for a need on Yom Tov. Whereas one cannot, the last day of Yom Tov, start cooking what he needs for tomorrow. He can't start putting out of a pot the water because he needs it for hot water. He wants to drink a tea after Yom Tov. The malacha has to be done for Yom Tov. So now we have a problem, right? We have a problem here. How are we going to have a chont this Shabbos, this coming up Shabbos, right? You cook the chont Erev Shabbos, and since you cook the chont Erev Shabbos, you're not cooking for Yom Tov, you're cooking for Shabbos, you're cooking for the next day. So look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Yom Tov Shechal Yishabbos, lo yivashu betchila, he shouldn't cook, right? So about the, look in Rashi, lo yivashu liyais tchilas bishul v'yikar l'shem Shabbos, ela l'shem Yom Tov yeh tchilas bishula, v'amishur yeh l'shabbos, k'diktani v'ozul. Right, so we basically don't do this, but let's say in other words, your wife puts in a certain amount of chicken, and all of a sudden there's a few chickens left still, you know, so you can eat what's left over, because even though it comes out, it's for you're eating it for Shabbos, but lamaisa you cooked it on Yom Tov and it was left over. So that already goes into that's difficult. The Gemara later on says you can't be marim, you can't go ahead and make a trick for this. You know, a person can't all of a sudden, you know, put in a whole pot and for something, eat a little on Yom Tov and then for do fish Shabbos. Now, so what do we do? So the Mishnah says, "V'vashul Yom." I'm sorry, "V'oisa tavshul me'erv Yom Tov v'stoymech alav l'Shabbos." What he does is he makes a tavshul Erev Yom Tov, he cooks something on Erev Yom Tov. V'soymech alav l'Shabbos. Then he's soymech on that for Shabbos. Rashi, oisetavshu l'shem Erev. Okay, this is what's called an Erev, and the Gemara uses that lashon Erev Tavshilin. Rambam Perek Vav. Rambam says Yom Tov shechal liyos Erev Shabbos. Right, and we'll see what the Velama, and he says, so what do you do? But you go ahead and you make a tafshul, and the tafshul says, Saimachalav, who are Nikra Erev Tafshil, Eruve Tafshil. Zokta Rambam Halacha Beis, Velama Nikra Shmo Erev, Shikashem Sha Erev Shaisim Bechatseiris, Mavois, Erev Shamishum Heker. Kadesh lo yale al daitem shemut alaytzi. Right, with such things, erev chatzeris. Erev is not really it doesn't matter if it's also to carry. It's also to carry. If it's rishus rabbim, and erev doesn't help you. Maybe people don't realize that. Right, it's only because there's certain heterim that it's not a real. It's a karmel. It's not a real. So just like you make it a hacker, kadesh lo yale al daitem shemut alaytzi mishus tishus b'shabbes. So to kach ze tavshul mishum hacker v'zikaron kadesh lo yadamu v'yachashru. Don't think you're allowed to cook for the next day. In other words, they didn't want you to go ahead and think that you could cook for the next day. So you'll realize this is the hekar. So it's the same thing as what's called erev. Even though the lashon erev used by chatzeris means you're mixing up your backyard becomes part of your house. Otherwise, you can't carry your backyard because you might think you can carry through shul's around. Well, if pikach nikot tavshul erev tavshila. Now, the Ravid argues, the Rabbi said, Atamazil and Nahrim, he's a very sharp Lashon, right? That it's a borrowed Lashon. This is Hekka, that's Hekka. So for that, you call it Erev. What's got to do with mixing? Erev means to mix. He says, no. Mazesh Moerv Shmozev. Ain't okay. Shima Arev Tzorche Shabbos al Tzorche Yom Tov Asesim B'yach. So in other words, the Ravid says that what you're doing basically over here is you're putting together macholim of Yom Tov together with macholim of Shabbos. Now, is there a practical nafkamini? Yes, but we're not going to go into it. We're going to go into the basics first and a certain shayla. Okay, so let's take a look. Look at the Mishnah says. So you make a tavshul of Yom Tov and semach of Shabbos. Beis shamayim shnei tavshin. You have to take two foods. So We don't do that. It's Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel, Tav Shel Echad. It's enough to have, sufficient to have one cooked dish. Now, by the way, just so everybody knows, this cooked dish has to be something that you normally would eat, what's called a lafes bois or pas, they'd eat together with bread, with matzah. For instance, it's not so, I don't know, potatoes, you have to look at the, you know, the farm. Potatoes, you don't usually eat potato sandwiches. Fish, you eat with bread. Eggs, you eat with bread. Has to be, a lot of people think, you know, they take, you know, a can of baked beans. I'm not pasking. I don't know, you have to look. But a can of baked beans, I'm not sure people eat bread with baked beans together. So it has to be food that, you know, I guess, you know, there, it's also shy. Okay, whatever, we'll leave the prep. But so now you'll say, but wait a minute, I know we take more than that. We take a piece of bread too. We take a matzah, right? It's Tzeinu Chanami. That's Tosfos. The Tosfos says that you got to take food in order to cook food and bread in order to bake bread. So even though Lamaisa, most of us do not bake bread for Shabbos on the Yom Tov, most women are not going to all of a sudden, even though you're allowed it. But the minig is to do it. And we make a bracha and so forth. That's what's called Erev Tavshim. Okay, so we know that's what's called Erev Tavshim. And that's how you cook from Shabbos, Yom Tov to Shabbos. Now, Shaila is, what does that mean? What is the purpose of this Erev Tavshim? What does it mean? So let's take a look at the Gemara. Menani Mili, which is interesting. Gemara says, Menani Mili Kilu, it needs a pasuk. So Rashi says, Lav Dafka Mikra Yolif Erev Tavshim Darvonin. But where did the bond get it from? So according to this man, Amr Shmuel Damakra, Zochas Yom Shabbos Lekatshe. Right? Zochas Yom Zachrei. When you say something you should remember, means you're going to forget, right? You tell somebody, remember, you know, like Yosef said to the Tzar Mashk, remember me when you get out. Ma'acha Shabbos Ashkicha, because he's going to come to forget it. Right? My timer, I'm a rubber, Kadesh Yivramana Yafel Shabbos. Umana liyamta. So as the pastor tells you, do something to remember. So what are you doing? What is the purpose? Rebbe says, Kadesh Yivra Mana Yafala Shabbos, Mana Yafi Yamtif. Now we know that the Baruch Shem and Yamtif, we eat good food, is in any Yamtif, Simchas Yamtif, right? So what we're afraid of is that you're going to eat all that good food on Erev and Yamtif, and all of a sudden realize, oy vey, I don't have food for Shabbos. So the Erev is a hecker. Because you make the Erev, and Erev hopefully will remind you that I have to leave some food. Remember those days, it was not like by us. They didn't have refrigerators and so forth. They didn't have freezers. It wasn't so poshut, right? So you only had a limited amount of food, right? It's to salt the meat and only have meat for a few days, I guess. So what did you do? So in order that you shouldn't cook all your meat, you shouldn't cook all your fish, right? Then all of a sudden, right, oy vey, I don't have anything left over Shabbos. This will remind you, okay? This will remind you, okay? That's what the Rava says. It's a reminder call, right? It's a reminder, which is like sort of, it should be out, you should see it. Rav Ashi Amar Kedei Shiyamu, listen to this. Ein Eifin Miyamtav L'Shabbos Kavachoyme Miyamtav L'Choyl. Right? That the reason is because Kedei Shiyamu, in order to person should say, "Ein oifin miyamtif l'shab." The din is you can't cook from yamtif to chol. We said so. Now, but yamtif to Shabbos you could, and we haven't really found out yet why. But let's first in Gemara. The din is you could cook from yamtif to Shabbos. You could, otherwise the erev tavshim is not going to help you. Let's see. So, but this way, if a person's cognizant, he's aware. Oh, I can't cook from yamtif Shabbos. That's the din, by the way. If you forget to make an Erev Tavshilin, you have to hope that the Rav of your community did it for you. If you did it more than once, two times in a row, then you can't be Simech. What do you do with the Eitzes? Everybody sees where the Lach and Shulchan Aruch is, you'll take a look. So Rashi says, in order to strengthen the Isser of Yom Tov L'Chol, they said, Kedei Shiyemu Ein Oifin Yom Tov Shab. This person knows, right, comes this Friday, and a person, can I cook for Yom Tov? No, only if you made an Erev Tavshima. For the family, you made an Erev Tavshima, right? Right? Or the family makes a few, and Nevada, everybody can go ahead. And by the way, people make a mistake. Erev Tavshima only helps for food reasons. You can cook, you can wash your dishes. You can't go ahead and all of a sudden carry your machzer from Yom Tov for Shabbos if there's no air. If you're in a place and no air, it doesn't help you. The only thing that helps is to make the beds. And that's a real question. You can, if you, your wife wants to make the beds for the next day, okay, usually by us, hopefully, that we have the beds ready on, we want the beds always to be ready. But otherwise, it has to be in Yonei Eichai. Last year, the last time I was there, Tafshim, I remember a certain thing. So Bachum asked someone that they wanted to carry, and somebody told me, yeah, why not? You have an Erev Tafshila. And the wife found out it's a mistake. You have to know that. Right? It only has to do with food. So the Rabbi Ashi says, to strengthen the Isser of Yom Tov Techoil, they said it's also cooked for Yom Tov Shabbos only with an Erev Tafshila. Now, are there practical nafkaminas? Yes, right? There are practical nafkaminas. The rush goes, can you make it 2 days before Yom Tov? Can you make an Erev Yom Tov? It would depend on these reasons. Everybody could look. It's Kishmaka Sugyas, but we're going to different things. Okay, so now we know what the purpose of Erev Tavshilin is, but we still don't know what is the heter. And Chanami, you're saying it's order to remind you to cook for Shabbos, or it's order to know that you're really not allowed to cook for Yom Tov Techol. This is a special exception. You're allowed to cook for Yom Tov Shabbos. That's what it says over here. The question is why? Why is it that you're allowed to cook for Yom Tov to Shabbos? What is it, right? Later on, the Gemara calls it Erev Tavshilin, but what is it? What's going on? Why does it become Mutter? So now we have to take a Gemara in Pesach, Memvav Amud Beis, towards the top, Itmar Oifa Mi Yom Tov L'chol. A guy cooks, right? He bakes, more correctly, he bakes Mi Yom Tov L'chol. Somebody bakes a challah, right? You got a guy that, let's forget about the Isser, but of chametz, right? You have a pizza store, right? A big business is Motzei Pesach. Could you bake the pizza from Pesach? Obviously, you can't have chametz, but let's say you can get around that somehow. It belongs to the guy, whatever, and you're baking it, right? So obviously, we know you can't do it, but let's see. Itmar ha'oifim yom tov l'chol. Reb Chista amar loike. Reb Chista says you get malchus. You did an isser. Now, remember, what did you do over here? You baked, and you're allowed to bake on Yom Tov. What's the reason it's also? The reason it's also because your mind was to do it for tomorrow. So that's interesting. Usually, you know, here you have an isser. Usually an isser, you can't eat, a person eats chazer, right? So he gets malchus. Kids, I wasn't eating chazer because I want to enjoy chazer. I like chazer. I would eat it. I just, you know, I didn't have any place to put it in the garbage, and I didn't want it around. So I swallowed it. What's the difference why you did it? You're not allowed to do it. The act is also. Here, you have an act that's mutter to do, but since your kavana is not for what the Torah told you louder, it's an isser. Yeah, probably the gazach. You don't find it. One can't say, I was mechal Shabbos, not because I was mechal Shabbos. Let's forget about Malach Shirin Tzichah Gufa. I was doing it for a different reason. Right? So Rav Chista Amar Loike. Rabba Amar Ein Loike. Rabbi says, no, you don't get malchus. He right away says the svar that somehow he knows Rabbi is going to say. Also, there's a gear, so maybe it's Rava, but we have the gear of Rabbi. You do say hoyel. What does hoyel mean? Hoyel means since. Now, this is not mitoich, it's a different thing. Hoyel, look in Rashi, Hey, I ate a big meal. It's 6 o'clock already, right? You finished the meal. He can't. There's no way he can eat anymore. His wife is baking. He's baking. Whatever he's cooking, it's all right. It's all right for today. He's doing it for tomorrow. Right? Let's take one day yom. You can't do that from one day yom to another day yom, because the second day yom is chol. And since he's a woman, can't cook from one day yom to another day yom. So he says that you get malchus. Rabbi is not saying it's mutter to do. Rabbi is saying you don't get malchus because even though your intention was for tomorrow, but it could come out that what if it happens if a person puts up a pot of water because he needs it for tonight, and all of a sudden a guest comes and he needs a cup of tea, he needs a cup of coffee. you didn't do anything wrong. Even if you put up a huge amount of water, it's one baking, one cooking. That's a different question how that works. But you hear that Rabbi's Sfar is called Hoyel, since. Hoyel v'ikloy archim. Now, it's lav dafka archim. It could be also other things where it became mut. But that's the logic. So let's go back to the Gemara. So Rabbi holds you louder.
Are you saying that it's not necessarily that Rabba says it's allowed? It's just that you don't get makos?
Yeah, Rabba Zicha says it's not allowed.
Wow.
Yeah, Rabba Zicha, you're not allowed to cook from Yom Tov Techol. But there's if you do, you don't get malchus. Okay, we'll see, Joey.
According to Rav Chisda, might it be a Hasra Sapik or an issue with that?
Well, if you don't know what's in the person's mind, like every malach shein sichel gufa. How do you know that the person? So the shaila, as he says, I'm digging in order. Or it's muchach me'elav that he's doing for that reason.
That's enough.
And then he cooks and he says, "What are you cooking for? I'm cooking for tomorrow." I say, come on, don't give me that. That's the ultra orthodox way of looking at things, right? You're allowed to do this. That means he's doing it for that reason for tomorrow. Places that don't have an eruv, are you allowed to carry? That's a lot of places, especially Rosh Hashanah. They daven mincha together after musaf. Now you go to daven ma'ariv. So you're carrying a machzer on the first day of Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah, for the next day. You can't do that. It's also to do that. You're doing a malach of carrying for the next day. Reb Kivega brings in Shulchan Aruch, those who smoke. In Reb Kivega's time, they smoked on Yom Tov. That's for sure. Right? Until just a few years ago, there are many people that are still simach on that head, not that posha. Right? But Moshe so it talks about that, right? But a koponim, the Kivega says between the first day and the second day, Baina Shmash, a lot of people daven, and then they're waiting for Ma'ariv, so they go out in the hallways. Nowadays, Baruch Hashem, you can't smoke in hallways, but in the old days, as those of you remember, they went in the hallways and they're schmoozing and they lit up a cigarette. Kivega says you can't do that. Baina Shmash is why? Because when you're puff on the cigarette, I guess it's called. You puff it, then you're doing a malacha because you're burning the paper, right? You go and the paper sounds good, but the hana you get shem yirachem it goes into the person's lungs. That's the hana, and that happens a second later. Could be you did the puffing on the first day, and the hana is the second day. So you did a malacha on the first day yom tov, the second day. Ein Rav Kivega brings this that you're not allowed to. Lishayv tutin, right? Tutin is pipes. They used to smoke pipes, right? In the old days, they believed that pipes were healthy. The smoke cleared up a person's lungs, shemirach, right? If you look at all the pictures of all the Shivas in the 50s and even the 60s, and the I don't think there's a picture of the Vizhitz Rebbe ever during a week without a cigarette in his hand. Baruch Hashem, he had a riches yomin, but they all used to smoke. The day they came out, that you're not allowed to smoke, Rav Shach stopped. He must have smoked for 70 years. As soon as the government, the whatever that came out, the FDA, and so whatever it's called, the Misrad HaBriyut, he stopped smoking. But anyway, so that's the. So let's look at the Gemara. Amalei Rabbi Rav Chisda. So Rabbi asked Rav Chisda the following, Lindy Doch, to you, the Amrit, that you don't say, Lor Min Hoyle, that you don't say, Eich Oifin Miyom Tov Shabbos. What's the heter to cook for Yom Tov Shabbos? What are you using? In other words, Bishrim Aladidi, I can go ahead and say why it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because it's a din of hoyo. In other words, when you cook this week the pshalint, technically, it's you're not allowed to do it because you're cooking for the next day. But since Archim Kakam, somebody will get hungry over sun right before Shabbos. You're allowed to do that. Why? Because hoyo. So even though, like Joey, yes, usually you can't do it, but they'll matter it today. All right, they'll matter it today. He says, "How are you allowed to do it?" Hoy from Yom Tov Shabbos. Amalei mishum eruvei tavshilin. So Rechis the answer. What do you mean? You're making eruv tavshilin? I think Jew knows that. Making a. So Rabbi answers him. Asks him, "Umishum eruvei tavshilin sharinin isur." The right. According to you, it's an issur d'raisa. Bishlam, according to me. So it's really mutter midaraisa, right? So memela, you're allowed to do it with an erev tavshila, okay? So, but according to you, if it's us the rice from Yom Tov and you get malchus for it, how is it mutter? Amalei midaraisa tzorche Shabbos nasin b'yom tov. It has to do with that Gemara we learned, that the needs of Shabbos are allowed to be done on Yom Tov. You're allowed to cook from Yom Tov Shabbos. This is the whole machlok Shainim, Rashi, and Tosfos basically say, like Tosfos says, because achanas Shabbos could be a din deraisa, and memela, we'll look at it and we'll say in a pushing way, that the act that you're just like you're allowed to go ahead and carry a machzor on Yom Tov because you need to carry a lulav because you need to carry a ball because you want to play on Yom Tov. There's a mitzvah to prepare food for Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. It happens to be Yom Tov, but that's the mitzvah of the day. So it's mutter. So that's the machloikis. And we have a really machloikis. We show them how to ramba baskins, but let's leave it for a second, okay? Now, so we have two gemaras. We have a gemara in Beya, which tells us what the reason they made Erev Tav Shilin. And we have a Gemara in Pesachim, which tells us what's the heta. But really, how does one work with the other? So this is a machloikas or Ramban in Balamar. We wish, you know, we could do it together. It'll take a little time. But we're going to say like this, that according, we'll make it very poshut, that the reason is in order to go ahead and strengthen the issa of cooking from Yom Tov to Chol. In order to strengthen the cooking of, like the Gemara says, however, it's mutter because of hoyo. No, like it's usur. So they had to strengthen that issur. We'll see, it's not so posh, it's just the durabonin. So they had to strengthen the issur. Memela, they said you can't without Erev Tav Shilin. But what's the heter called? The heter is called hoyo. You follow? The heter is called hoyo. So really, technically, it's like this. Hoyo is usur with durabonin. You can't go ahead and cook on Yom Tov for tomorrow because Chazal didn't want you to do it. Now, what's the issur is got? We'll talk about in a minute. So you're not allowed to do it. But since Yom Tov to Shabbos, you have no choice. So they said you can use hoyo. Why do you need an Erev Tav Shilin for? We'll go with that man, the Amar, in order to strengthen the issa of cooking Yom Tov to Chol. Now, what is the issa of cooking Yom Tov to Chol? If you have hoyo, so it's mutter. What's the difference? What your mindset is? You're louder. Oh, so Tosfos comes out. Tosfos doesn't ask this question, but Tosfos says, here's a big nafkamina, this is Nagei La'alacha. They make announcements, shuls. Usually, let's take a look in Tosfos. Rabbi Omar Eino Loika.
Rabbi, what is the machlekes, whether or not with the rice that you could cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos? What is that tullian?
No, it's what does Rabbi Chista hold? You want to know why, yeah. Rabbi argues?
Yeah.
Which one?
Oh, well, both. I just want to.
So both is going to be a little hard to masbir why he holds that way. He say he doesn't hold of it. Rav Chista is saying that the chonus of Yom Tov of Shabbos has to be done on Erev Shabbos. So the Torah told you, you're doing a mitzvah on today. It's a mitzvah today to cook. So Mel, you're allowed to do it. And Rabbi said, that's not a mitzvah. It's an Indian to prepare for Shabbos. But being that it's also on Yom Tov, you can't cook but you have the Svar Hoyo.
So then now, going back, I thought we said that they were geyser not to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, so that you shouldn't cook from Yom Tov to Chol. So how does that? So how does?
You want to know what the problem of cooking from Yom Tov to Chol is? What? Why can't you use oil? That's what we're getting to. Let's look in Tosfos. Rabba Amar Eino Loika V'im Taimar Dama Matzniya Machab Arei Dechalas Dvash Shabbos Shogeg B'Shabbos Chayav Chatas Hezib Yom Tov Soifik Asabim Divra B'Liyaza. He holds that if you take off a honeycomb, right, that's on a tree, so the honeycomb that's on a tree is toilish according to Rav Chisda. And you look at the Gemara there in Tzadikei, the Gemara brings psukim that is called part of a tree, and you can't be koitzer. There's an issur to be koitzer, right? So you get malchus. Frektoisvis, why do you get malchus according to Rabba, right? What if Archim come? In other words, even though you're just doing it to take off, but maybe, and it's all Archim means, maybe even though the Archim will come, and therefore Archim will come, and you'll feed them this thing, right? That's what Tosfos wants to know. So let's take a look. We're not going into Reid the Kanadvash. So Tosfos says, Yesh Leimar. third line. Kugain shehidvish bedvash veinuray lachim. It's not fitting. It's dvash. It's not fitting to eat. Right? You got a rotten apple. Right? Inami beroida somach l'shkias achama. You hear that? You went ahead and you read the somach. In other words, like this. Shafili yavo archim ein shows bayayim la'achla. In other words, Isis is saying if you did it the last minute, then there's no het of hoyel because obviously. You're doing it for tomorrow. It's not right for today. So lahalach can say that therefore, when you put up your chant, and that's what most of the time we at least in yeshiva, I'm sure other shuls too, we make an announcement. Please put up all your food that it should be cooked already before Shabbos. If you're going to put up your chant very late, if your wife puts up the chant very late and it's not ready till Shabbos, it comes out you cooked for Shabbos, and that you're not allowed to do, according to Rabbah, which the Paiskim are choshed for, right? So Memela, the din is that you have to do it early, with a time that's early enough, okay? That's the din. The din is that you're we're going with Rabbah now. Again, it's Machoikish, we're showing him who you really pass, like we're choshed for Rabbah's Shita, for sure, and therefore, when you make the Erev Tavshilin this year, and you use it, so again, let's just go over the capitalizer, just the reason you're allowed to use an Erev Tavshilin, right? We're going just on that Nakuda right now. The reason you're allowed to use an Erev Tavshilin is not because the Erev Tavshilin is mat or anything. Erev Tavshilin is used for the Gemara and Beya, right? That's the either for Hecker or to Kadesh Yivra, or because to be Mechazik, the Issa of cooking from Yom Tov to Chorah. But the reason, and again, we show him have Machoikas with these, the two Gemaras, the two Shitas in Beya go with the two Shitas. Does each one hold of the other? Does, you know, they go one another. But Lalacha, the reason you're allowed to cook, and that's what we're focusing on, is because of Hoyle. The reason you're allowed to do Malacha for Echol Nefesh, the reason you're allowed to wash your dishes. Why can you wash your dishes? Right? It's not so clear. I had this Shaila, I was going once, I remember, all of a sudden it hit me like 35 years ago. How are you allowed to wash dishes? Maybe that's not called Echol. Maybe it's not called Echol. And I started looking, and when I started asking in yeshiva, I remember, I started getting nervous, what are you trying to do? And I looked, and all of a sudden I remembered we were learning the sugyas, and there was an Avnei Meluim, believe it or not, on it, and Chuvas Avnei Meluim, and he said, "Kachu aminig," to go ahead and wash the dishes. You're allowed to wash dishes, because since dishes are used for food, so even though you're cooking for tonight's meal, right, you're cooking for tonight's meal, but since it has to do with food, you're allowed to wash the dishes. But again, you can't wash it the last second. They'll be ready exactly for Shabbos, okay? So you have to be, or Bein HaShemashas, like we said. Next Kasha Tois, let's take a look at the bottom Tois, the last, mamish, the last line of the daf. One word before the last line. Vim Toimer, Iyam Minin Hoyol. Im Kein Bitalta Kol Melechas Shabbos. Here Tois says, unbelievable Kasha, which this already, Achoyim, go into that, that's Masha. You see from this Tosfos that Hoyel is not limited to Yom Tov. Gemara says other things. Shabbos, you think maybe that's different. Maybe Hoyel only works in a place where the Torah says it's Mutter, because Mitoich Tois holds even Shabbos. Why? Hoyel v'reil l'chayil l'sheish b'sakana. A guy lights up a cigarette, Rachman al son, on Shabbos. So all of a sudden you say, oui, I need to sterilize a needle now with it. Right? Chazila, it's chazila l'chayil l'sheish b'sakana. Right? A guy carries a ball. We need a pillow for the sick person to put his head up to check his throat, right? Reb Yenison just told me that one time one of Reb Chaim's sons, Reb Chaim Brisker's sons, was sick on Shabbos. The doctor came, and the doctor was about to put on the light in order to look at his throat. And Reb Chaim's son said, "Shinoi, do a shinoi." And Reb Chaim got all upset at him. He says, "Prostak," I guess, and that's in Litta they use that lush. We use them sometimes too, even by those are not from Litta. But, you know, like empty one, a chais, whatever. Prostate says, it says, Chil Shabbos is mutter now. What are you making the doctor? You got a Zaris, a razor, Mishubach. Hey, Shlema, keeping the Lashkiach Klau, Loi Hamrin and Hoyle. You don't say Hoyle. Okay. So now that we know the Gedar, and you hear Taisa says, it has to be something that Shkiach, Taisa seems to say. If something that's not Shkiach, then you don't say hoyel. So, of course, you're going to ask this case, that case. Let's leave it right now. Now, we're going to go into a different thing, and that's Shagas Aryeh with Herb Kiva Eger. And it's sort of negated this year. This year, there's not many Archim coming, right? We're not going to let in most of us people if they knock in our house, right? Okay, but Lamaisa, they could come. What's the Shaila? So let me just get the Shagasaye or Kivega. Actually, Rav Kivega just brings everything. So Shagasaye and Simon Samach Dalet. So he says like this. In a year, it says in the Poiskim that the year that there's a lot of treifus. Now, when I remember when I saw it, how could it happen? Yeah, this Shem Yirachem, Bein Hashem can bring down a right. Whenever we say Makav Adever and Marav every night, we have an inkling of what a dever is, what a megaif is. Shem Yirachem, right? All of a sudden we know. So then a year, the place can say that a lot of behemoths are treifus. Right? Oops, I pressed something by mistake. Somebody help me here. Okay. Yeah, fine. So a year that many behemoths are treifus, you're not allowed to shech, because since the behemoth is not roi lachila, you're doing a malacha, that's not roi lachila. In other words, if somebody shecht and the behemoth came, you're allowed to do it, just like you're allowed to go ahead and cook, and all of a sudden the food gets ruined for some reason, you didn't do anything wrong. What about a year that you know the behemoth is not treif the rice? I think that, as far as I remember, Shagasai talks about it, it's not glot. Shekosu Reva Poiskim, or I remember the lesson, Shanu Machmir, right? Most of us are Avada Machmir Glat, right? So, or let's say Sfaradi, who's Machmir on Bet Yosef, right? And you have a problem. It's not, can you allow to, do you say Hoyo? So he tainas it's Mutter, because the Shagasai, because since Midoraisa, you're allowed to eat it, is it's all right. So if Kivega says, what does that mean? How could you say that? Lemaisa, you can't eat it. If it's asur to eat, what's the difference? It's a chumra, you're noiga chumra, this and that. If you're not gonna get archim, like Shia said, he goes into that. What if a guy lives by himself? He lives in Kanyanga Lake, right? Remember Reuven, it's out of the tchum from where Rafal Franklin lived, right? He had to make erev tchumin, and nobody made erev tchumin. They're not gonna get to you. You're alone, right? Is that mutter? Tchumin is the rabbanon, at least some kind of, you know, we hold tchumin is the rabbanon at 2,000 amos for sure. So Kivega says it's also you can't do this. Safe. They're not going to eat it. So it's chayv malchus, right? So over there, if Kivega goes on this taste, I'm going to have to skip a little. Maybe we'll have another shiur. But Kivega there, b'teich dvarav, he asks the following question. Oh, he says, but I have a problem with a minig ha'olam. As you know, many people don't eat gebrachts, right? Many people don't eat gebrachts, right? Everybody knows what gebrachts is, and poiskim is called shruya. In other words, you don't eat matzo or anything that comes into contact with water, right? It's no bachsidim. It's very. I'll say an interesting story. I'm embarrassed to say it, but I'll say it. My parents ate shrui, they ate gebrachts, right? After the war, a lot of people started eating mekel, whatever it is. And I grew up that way. So the first year I got married, exactly now, 47 years ago, my shver, Yibad L'chaim Tovim Nai, Yusuchan Vachem, we went to Rav Huttner, and Rav Huttner asks me, so he knew we came from Gerich Sidim. He says, no, how is it to eat knedlach? So I said, we always ate knedlach. It's not the first time. He said, I thought you're ger chassidim. So in my foolishness, because I knew ger were different, they wore Ashkenaz tefillin, and they're more into learning and this, so they must be like litvisher. So I said, yeah, so you're ger chassidim. I said, yeah, ger chassidim eat gebracht. So Huttner gave a yell. I can't even imitate it. Was? Bist meshuga? He said, you're crazy? You're crazy? You know how many machme chassidim to eat gebracht? Right? But anyway, I think the Chofetz Chaim was also makbid. They told him the Vilna Goyen wasn't. They say the Chofetz Chaim said, if I had the Vilna Goyen's matzah, I would also not wear it. The whole problem is, you're afraid the matzah was not baked enough. There's some flour in the water. Right? There's a story with the Chiddush HaRim that once sitting and some matzah fell in by mistake into the soup. So he wanted to know, what's your name with the soup? So the chedushim said, we pass him kol shu chametz is aser oiser of a tavshul, but kol shu matzah, I never heard kol shu matzah should aser tavshul. But the Chabina Rav, his second wife, after the war, after his wife was killed, so he married a woman that was a more German. She was an enikel or chassam sefer. In fact, they told him that to buy her flowers every Arab Shabbos. I don't think the Chabina Rav himself went, but he did. He was unbelievable. And he was mechabed her like anything. He didn't do that. But he used to say every day something b'shem chassam sefer. Either a vart or, and it was just push it to make a second Rebbetzin feel good. So somebody, I once read, somebody asked him once, he said, Rebbe, if you're so into Chassam Sefer, talk about, why don't you eat Gebrachts? The Chassam Sefer ate Gebrachts. So he says, if you want to be with it like a gadol, you don't start with eating Gebrachts. You start with learning his Torah. Then you decide if you want to eat Gebrachts. It doesn't start there. He says, I'm like this gadol, I eat Gebrachts. But I come upon him, and they say that when he used to say that gadol, so he used to say, you know, like the Minhag Ashkenazim, we say the Yiddish, right? Kadesh, the Tata Kamtahim, and then Macht Kiddush, right? Shia. You say the whole thing. So he used to translate like he did when he was a kid. When he got to Shulchan Aruch, he didn't translate. So listen, why not? He says, the other things are for me. I have to be Makadish myself, and I have to be Matar myself. The Shulchan Aruch Baruch Shem, my wife does it. I don't have to be Mizarza. I don't have to go ahead and say it. It was a Merdika. People told me Chabina Rav with his godless. Rabbi Zalman used to say, I heard it from Rabbi Yosef, who talked into a foolish flame, the one who just called, the son called, that he heard from Kabalkin, he lived in their house. They had real estate when he came to their soul. That Rabbi Zalman told him once, Mir hoben kepelach, we have small heads. Rabbi Zalman was known as a genius. The Chabina Rav had a cup. He was a genius. His midas were unbelievable. Midas not to be mishar. But anyway, like this. So he says like this. So we know there are a lot of places, especially in Hungary, that did, in Poland, they did not eat. And it was not just mishar. All right, he does it. That was not like in America. That whole town didn't eat. Nobody ate there, right? For miles and miles and miles, nobody ate. It's not like that was the, if you did it, you're doing an issa, right? Like the Mishnah in Pesachim, Makom Shenagu, that was the minig of the Makom, right? So now, what's the minig of Olam? The minig of the Olam is that the last day, meaning the eighth day, I was in Eretz Yisrael once, and a fella, he was like a modern guy, but he says, we don't eat gebrachts even, but the last day of Pesach we do. I said, well, where'd you get that from? The seventh day. He said, my mother said that's what we did in Hungary. I said, your mother, in Hungary, they did the eighth day because it's not the rice. So the meaning of Olam is they eat gebrachts the last day. Some even have separate kelim. Most are not marked, as far as I understand, right? So Rav Kivenga talks about, that they used to eat some kind of rozhinkas, raisins, that had some flour on it, and it was a shayla. They used to be marked, but I don't know. It's some kind of raisin kugel. I don't know what they call lakshin kugel. I don't know what they call it, right? So I guess not lakshin, I guess whatever they made it with. So the problem was, if Kivega asked, how could you go ahead and make it this year? And well, it's not the gay this year, but in the last day, if the last day of Pesach falls on Friday, like it did 1 or 2 years ago, right? So you're cooking for the next day, Shabbos is the last day. Well, let's say Shabbos is the last day, and the seventh day is Friday. How could you go ahead? And so usually when do they cook the knedlach? The last day, on the last day itself. But over here, you can't cook the last day, it's Shabbos. So the minhag olam is to cook the day before. Vega, how are you allowed to go ahead and do that? How are you allowed to go ahead and do that? You're going ahead and doing something that nobody can eat that day because of there's no hoyel v'kloy archem. Everybody understands the kasha. That's from Kivega's question. And he says, Elo, what is the dorbanin? And since it's mutter, simameila, it's a right to the shagasayah because the felt does it. He says, I don't know how, but he does. That's what the Kivega says. That's his question. That how you allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, the seventh day to the eighth day, if the eighth day falls on Shabbos, right? How are you allowed to cook gebrachs? How are you allowed to cook knedlach for us? That's what he asks. He says, Araya must be that if it's us, nobody you're allowed to do it. So the Chassam Sofer, in Tshuva's Chassam Sofer, so he says, Zeli, let me get to it, Zeli Eze Shonim, Nishalti Mimari Chami Yagoyin. As you know, Chassam Sofer married and his second wife was Reb Kivega's daughter, Reb Sarula, right? All his children came from her. She was an almana, and she got married. Chassam Sofer was an alman. Chassam Sofer didn't have a child till he was 50, right? The second one, all the children come from all the Chassam Sofers. Whenever somebody tells me the Chassam Sofer Zainiklach, I said, don't forget Reb Kivega, because if you come for Chassam Sofer, you come for Reb Kivega. You have what to be proud of, not just the Chassam Sofer, just. But anyway, like this. And by the way, they had recently, I saw on the computer, one of these journals from Chassam Sofer Dikei Yeshiva, and they bring a minig, some people have, the Sfaradim supposedly have it, no offense to any Sfaradim, that they call, don't call their wives by their names, they say whatever they say, right? Some Chassidim do it. So they said they know that the Chassam Sofer used to call his wife Sarah, I think you pronounce it, Sarah Lieber. My beloved Sarala. His children heard it, his grandchildren used to say, Sarala Lieber. That's how he used to speak. So he says like this, I asked for my Shver, Kivega, right? It's also known, she was Nifta, married a third time. Kivega was not aware of it. The famous story that Reb Kivega came to visit son-in-law and daughter. He didn't know his daughter was Nifta, and they didn't want to tell him. And he was married already a third time. He didn't know what to do. So he told his wife, just when you come, when he comes, go to and greet him and say, V'smachtei tata. How are you, father? How are you, daddy? Right, as we would say. And she said, how could I say a lie? So he says, it's not a lie. He's Avi and shall call Yisrael. Reb Kivega is Reb Kivega and Kosrael. And he said, don't worry. And he went, she did, she came. And she came to the, whatever he came. He got off the coach and he said, and she said, V'smachte tata. She says, Adank, whatever. I know my answer. Thank you, Sarla. He never knew she was Nifta. He had no clue that was not his daughter. Imagine the Kedusha of Kivega. So anyway, Vadu, we're not talking to us. It's not something, again, you don't start from there. That's for sure. But anyway, so he says like this. Nishalti from Mary Rechami, Kivega, but Pozna. Neugen and Pozna. Neugen le'echol peris yaveshim. Rojinkis, right? Rojinkis. Beyomtov Achshik Pesach, right? And the problem is that I used to guess, I think he explains it, that it had flour on it. Vina Oz Chabashabas Ratza Shechavadaiti Mutarn Lahachin Beyomtov Shisha Pesach. And Rav Kivega says a teretz. What's Rav Kivega? Rav Kivega there says, no. You know why it's Mutter? Because Toysis says the Kasha, yeah? How could you ever get Malkus? Or how could you ever get Misa for being Michal Shabbos? Ayitz Roy for Choyle, right? That's Tosis's Kasha. So the Tosis answers, Choyle she'ein b'sakana lo shchiyach. Zokta v'kivega, but Choyle she'ein b'sakana is shchiyach. Choyle she'ein b'sakana is lo shchiyach, but Choyle she'ein b'sakana. And it is the Rabbanan, you're allowed to go and do, that's how we paskin, two paskins of Shulchan Aruch paskins, that you're allowed to do malach a shvus on Shabbos. So over here, right, since it's a choyla she'en by sakana, and the whole list of eating is a chomer, it's a derabonim, the moment, right? So Memela, he says, the Kivega says, it's not a raya, he's doicha his own raya. He says the reason it's muta is because choyla she'en by sakana is Shkiach. So the Chassam Sofer said to him, Shvei Leben, I disagree with you. Why? Because what does Taisus mean? Taisus means is it's not Shkiach that you'll need this malacha. Because Choy L'Shem B'Sakon is not Shkiach. So even though Choy L'Shem B'Sakon is Shkiach, but it's not Shkiach that he'll need Dafka Knedlach. He'll Dafka need these raisins. Avadetz, it's Shkiach. It's whatever Shkiach is called. Instead of one... in 100 has to be one in the fifth, let's say one in 1,000 has to be 1 in 100. So about that, there's 1 in 100 chances that there's a person that's a choyle she'ein basakana. But he'll dafka need these rajinkas, mechataisi. That's Chassam Seifus. And he says, he doesn't need those rajinkas. Okay, we're going to have to continue this share. I just want to end off as far. We'll continue it. Maybe even tonight I wrote something else, but fine, those who can join, please. But I just want to learn with you a morale. I've said over this morale countless times in yeshiva, but it's kedai to know this morale, which is negeya. Let me just get to see the lashoni on the computer. I have just 1 second. We put in Netzach, and it's in Netzach Yisrael, Perek Mem Vav. Amayridika Maral. Maral explains al pi machshava what Erev Tavshilin is. Okay, we have it here. Erev Tavshilin. Let me put it in. Erev Tavshilin. Here it is. Okay, so I have the Sefer. Let me guess to the right daf. Excuse me a second. Okay, it's in Perek Mem Vav. Excuse me, I just get to, yeah, here it is. The morale, right, the Gemara, it's really a Mishnah. Kiyim Avram Avinu Kola Tarkula, the Gemara Numa Chav Chesam Ebeiz, last Mishnah Kedushin, Avram Avinu Mekayim Kola Tarkula, Afilu Eruvei Tavshilin. Even Eruvei Tavshilin, we don't have time to go into why it says Afilu Eruvei Tavshilin, but that's what happened. Avram Avinu was Mekayim, even Eruvei Tavshilin. Says the morale, Amari Dikazach, Perek Mem Vav. Let me just make it larger so it's easier for me to say. So he goes into why Avram, but when I don't know, those of you have a morale again, it's on the computer, I imagine. He says like this, because Shabbos, as we know, is Me'ein Olam Haba, right? That's what the Gemara says. Shabbos is the Inyan of Olam Haba. Shabbos is Echad Mishishim Olam Haba, Me'ein Olam Haba, right? Yom Tif, morale's Chiddush, you know exactly where you got it from. Yom Tov is an inyan of Me'ein Yemais HaMashiach. In other words, we live in Olam Hazeh. Ein Bein Olam Hazeh, Yemais HaMashiach, Ela what? Certain things, the Gemara says. Basically, the Rambam says it's the same thing, except, you know, we'll read the Rambam maybe. But anyway, so he says like this, Yom Tov is Keneged Yemais HaMashiach. In other words, we know that Yemais HaMashiach, so it is not going to be Chataim, that's what Rosh Hashanah about. There's going to be Yemei Tzeischa Me'atzayim Arena flows. That's going to be not only a Pesach. What happened? There'll be a Pesach of La'asid Lava. So Zokta Maral. Misha Tarach Be'erv Shabbos Yerecha B'Shabbos. That's a good mark. Misha Lo Tarach Be'erv Shabbos, you can't eat. Yom Tov Asamuch L'Shabbos. The Seder Olam is Chol means this world. Yom Tov means Yom Eisa Mashiach. And then there's Olam Haba. To get the Olam Haba, you have to prepare in this world. Avada, the Yemais HaMashiach, is going to be unbelievably beautiful. Right? Like the Rambam's, let me read you the Rambam's Lashon. The end of the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim. Amuchama ein bein Olam Hazel Yemais HaMashiach Hashim Malchus B'Yavad. It says, Loi nesavu ha-chachonvim v'chachamim Yemais HaMashiach. Lo kedei she'yishutu ha-kol Olam. Not that they should be running the whole world. V'lo kedei she'yidu b'goyim. They'll be on top of the Ha'umas Olam. That we'd be uplifted and be honored. Which is all of these mashma that it is. Yeah? Rambam says, in order that there shouldn't be anyone bothering us, anyone on top of us, and we don't have all these things on our minds, that the oil of parnasa and so forth. We'll be able to learn with Menuchas HaNefesh, with Menuchas HaDas, in order to be Zecher. Right? So that's the purpose of Yemes Mashiach. Says the Maral, you can't start with Yemes Mashiach. You can't say, well, right now I'm busy, and in Mitzvah Hashem, when I get to Yemes Mashiach, that's when I'll start learning. That's when I'll start being good. He says, no, it has to start now. He says, V'oz. Lo yivashu betchil ben Shabbos she'ein, like the Gemara we saw at the beginning, Beit Sanubay, ein yomtif meichin l'shabbos. Ein yomtif meichin l'shabbos, okay? Yom Tov is not Mechin for Shabbos, meaning that Yemaisa Mashiach is not going to prepare us for Olam Haba, right? That you can't do. Sheze Einoi. She Mekai Mitzvahs Ma'asam Shesha Harbe Toivais. It's only because you have a lot of good things. V'hu Mekai Mitzvahs. Oh, now everything is fine. The Omas Olam are leaving us alone. There's Parnasa Berevach. Now I can sit and open up a Blat Gemara. He said, that's not good enough. Avada Yol Shtai. Avada Yol Grow. But you have to start from a Lekach Ein Mevashim Mitchilim Yom Tov Shabbos. You can't start from Tchilu Yom Tov LeShabbos. It has to start right now for Chol. Chol is this world. The Indian of Erev Tashin says, Vezeus goes into Richas Ein Shom, and he says, why was Avram Avinu came over? Because Avram Avinu basically says, didn't have the tzaris that Yitzchak and Yankov had, is Yemayz B'Toyv, even though he waited for a son many years, but the years were B'Toyv. So even though everything was good, he still was Mekayim Erev Tashin. He didn't say, everything's good, what I have to go learn, everything is fine. No, I do my avodah right now, says the Maharal. That's the inyan of Erev Tavshilin, the whole inyan of Erev Tavshilin on that type of level, just to be meramis to us, that a person has to go ahead. I'll call you back in five, okay? I'm just finishing share. That the person has to go ahead and start in this world. It's a meridik chiddush. Where the Maral got to in our clear, we got that Yom Tov is connected Yemais to Mashiach, but that we know Shabbos connected Yom Haba, Ein Shom Perek Mem Vav. Also, the question which we'll deal another time that everybody the everybody asks, Avram Avinu is Mekayim Kol Tarkula Afilu Erev Tashilin. Why Afilu Erev Tashilin? The Gvur Sari asks a Shtark Akash and Yuma Chav Chesam Beis. He asks over there, where's the Hoyel for him? Everybody was a Goyim. How could you go ahead and cook? Avram Avinu, he had his family, but where's the everybody else? There were no Jews. What's the head to go ahead and cook? And from Yom Tov to Shabbos, there's no.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.